Check and Mate, the stamp collecting report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. There's a connection between the game of chess and stamps.
So many chess players, in fact, are collectors themselves.
John Edwards is president and editor of the Chess on Stamps Study Unit, a group for people who are interested in both. Each hobby has a strong following, and Edwards says the postal services know this.
So we wind up with hundreds and hundreds of stamps, tons of event cancellations.
But has there been a U.S. stamp for chess?
Tragically, no. And not for want of effort. I personally would have bought out the entire stock.
That's especially disappointing for Edwards, ranked among the top 200 players in the world and also the U.S. and North American correspondence champion. That is, he plays by mail, appropriately enough.
For the correspondence chess player, since we've been sending so many moves through the mail, it would be absolutely delightful to have a chess image on there.
On the special postcards the players use to exchange one move at a time.
People often ask, why don't we use email? The reality is that I rely on the relative inefficiency of the postal system for my sanity. If I sent a move out and it immediately came back as it would through email, instead of being able to play 30, 40, or 50 games at once, I'd be able to play only a handful.
I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.